The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. It's not easy to always know whom your enemies are, and that's true for an individual and a nation as well. Satan the devil is the world's number one enemy. He is also God's number one enemy. Now, God knows that, but the world doesn't know who our number one enemy is. There are many individuals on earth today and have been down through history that have known who their number one enemy is, and they also understand, at least to some degree, how he works and what he's up to and what he's trying to do to them and why. We have been speaking about who is responsible for weakening all nations, the whole earth, and when it all began. The one responsible is also your number one enemy. It all began in the Garden of Eden, as far as mankind is concerned. But long before the Garden of Eden, when he began to weaken mankind, he had tried to take over the throne of God. He failed to do that. But at the very end of this age, or we should say at the very end of his time of ruling the earth, and a better word would be misruling the earth, he will try to knock God off his throne again. Of course, he will fail big time. And at that time, he will be cast into his prison for 1,000 years. We can read that in Revelation chapter 20, beginning in verse 1. God had this to say about what will happen to Satan when Christ returns to this earth and puts him down and takes over the throne of this earth, establishes the kingdom of God on this earth. Revelation chapter 20, beginning in verse 1. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things he must be released for a little while. Did you notice that, my friend? Said, and so that he can't deceive the nation any more for a whole 1,000 years. This is telling us why and how he has weakened the nation. He has done it by his deception. My friend Satan the devil, with the help of his demons, have done so much evil, so much damage to this earth and mankind by deceiving the human race to follow his way, which is the way of Get. That's the way he works, is by deception. The way of Get is right opposite of God's way, which is the way of give, truth, love, and concern for others. Satan's way is the way of Get, selfishness, lies, lust, greed, and vanity, pretending to be something he is not. He is the biggest hypocrite ever to exist. I want you to notice what God inspired Paul to pen about Satan, and the ministers are his servants, which he uses to spread his agenda of deception, counterfeit religion, and lies. And his way of Get is all disguised to be of concern and help for the populace. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12, Paul had this to say, "But what I do, I will also continue to do." Now, we know what Paul was doing. He was preaching the truth, "that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast." Now, we never hear anyone that's claiming to be a Christian or a minister or a servant of Christ or anyone in politics or business or in government boasting about what they have done or will do and are doing for you and me and everyone else under their power. Well, of course, we know that we hear this all the time, don't we? Notice what Paul continued to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. He said, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ." Yes, Paul says, and God says, that Satan has his ministers out there that he is transforming in to appear as though they are ministers of Jesus Christ. God says Satan has his servants or his ministers transforming themselves as ministers of Christ or servants of Christ. Verse 14 continues, "And no wonder, for Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light." Now, we would probably never think about that if God didn't tell us that Satan transforms himself as an angel of light, as though that he is doing good for this world, that he is for this world and not against this world, that he is trying to help you and me. Even in the Garden of Eden, he transformed himself to speak through the serpent as someone trying to help and make things better for the human race. He deceived Eve into thinking all he said was for her benefit. He held back the truth that it was all for his benefit of getting man to begin following him. And he accomplished that purpose right there in the Garden of Eden. As soon as God turned him loose to go to mankind, that's what he did. He used his way of deception. You see, Satan was out to get. He wanted mankind to take on the attitude of get, but be deceitful and make others think it is for their good and not yours. Is that still going on today? We know the answer to that, don't we? Do ministers and politicians, businesses, government, local, state, federal, want your money? Do charitable organizations want your money? Is there any corruption in government, charitable organizations, investment firms, religious organizations? Do they spend all the money they take in rightly and wisely? All the sales which businesses run and advertise to get you in to spend, is it all for the consumer? Are they that concerned about you? Now, I'm not saying that everyone is only out to get, but I am saying we live in a world that has and is based on the way of get. Isn't it a me-first attitude and a me-first mindset? There are many people that truly want to live the way of give and serve and are not doing it for a selfish reason. And that's the way it ought to be for the whole world. And my friends, the good news is that it will be that way not too far in the distant future. Because Jesus Christ is going to come back, take over the throne of this earth, establish the kingdom of God on this earth, and establish the government of God, God's way on this earth. And he's going to bind Satan, as we just read in Revelation chapter 20, for 1,000 years. Most usually, this world displays the attitude and mindset of Satan the devil, the counterfeit god of the earth, which is to do whatever it takes to get your way and what you want, whether it's to get elected, re-elected, or power, money, prestige, fame, more material and physical possessions, or someone else's spouse, or to get a following, mainly in religion or politics. Yes, do what you have to do. It doesn't matter about whom you hurt, whom you walk on in doing that. That doesn't sound like it comes from the true God, and it doesn't. That mindset and attitude and character comes from the false counterfeit God, the devil, who is the God of this earth. He is also the ruler of this earth, but he misrules the earth, and man is so naive to this truth and so deceived that we don't understand what Satan is up to, what Satan is doing, and that Satan is the misruler and the ruler of this earth, that Satan does have the earth following him. And as I said, that began in the Garden of Eden, and he hasn't let up, my friends. The world doesn't understand that we are Satan's servants and are obeying him just as Eve did in the Garden of Eden. Now listen to that, my friends. Maybe you don't understand this either, and certainly the world as a whole doesn't understand that the world is Satan's servants and are obeying him just as Eve did in the Garden of Eden. But mankind likes the way of Satan. He gladly lives Satan's way, the way of get. Looks good. It feels good. It seems right to a world cut off from the true God. And that's where we are, my friends. We are a world that has cut ourselves off from the true God by following Satan and by not following God. Our way is the way of iniquity. I want you to notice what God inspired Isaiah to pen. In Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, it says this, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. God tells us plainly what has happened to us. Why? That God doesn't answer us when we cry out to him. He says it's because of our iniquity. He says it's because that we have followed Satan, and Satan's way is only the way of iniquity. God says that he's not so weak that he can't hear and that he can't deliver, and he would if we served our God. We would like for God to deliver us out of trouble, but we want deliverance without changing our ways to God's way, which is the way of give, love, truth, concern for others. In verses 3 and 4 of Isaiah 59, it says this, "For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity." Have we heard any of that in our government? Do we hear any of that in religion and in politics? Well, I think we all know the answer to that, don't we? It goes on here in verse 4, it says, "No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity." God says there's no one out there that's calling for justice, that's calling for truth, that's saying, let's get back to obeying our God. Let's live by the law of God, and things will get better for us. We don't hear that, do we? God tells us at least some of our sins, as we just read here in Isaiah. But we like to think God means everyone else, not me. We like to lie to self and say, I'm okay. Well, are we? Just maybe we should look again. Maybe we should ask God to help us to see ourselves. God will do that if you will humble yourself, admit that you are a sinner, and cry out for God's mercy, his grace. Well, my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. And we have a couple of articles today that you should request, my friends. We're offering free literature today upon request. Something that you may want to read. Number one, Devil, You Say. Now, we've been talking about how Satan has weakened the world, what he's trying to do to you and me. And you need this article. Or it's a booklet, Devil, You Say. This will help you to understand what Satan is doing, what he's up to. And number two, Seed of Satan, how he has spread his seed and what his seeds are. You need to know how he works to weaken the nation. Yes, to weaken the nation as he has and as he will continue to weaken the nation more and more until his time and mankind is up. So call us. The Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, and request your free literature, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.